This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gudde, and this is The Rundown. Some Illinois delegates say they're thrilled to see Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her vice president. Illinois Federation of Teachers President Dan Montgomery says he likes how Walz, a former teacher, connects with Midwesterners.
He did a great job of speaking progressive values to sort of middle America. A Harris-Walz ticket, to me, is a sort of dream team for public education.
Chicago Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates touted Walz making school meals free for Minnesota students.
It means that the least of these have an opportunity to have their needs met in the type of America that Harris and Walz are leading.
The union's members are already campaigning for Harris in Michigan. Last night, friends and family of Sonia Massey held a vigil outside her home in Springfield. Massey was shot and killed inside that house a month ago by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson, after she had called 911 for help. Following a prayer and a moment of silence, attendees released balloons into the air. Sonia's cousin, Shadia Massey, says Sonia was like her sister.
It's been hard. It's been very hard for us. We are dealing with it day by day. But it's very hard on our family. It's not getting no easier. It's getting harder, actually.
Sonia's loved ones decorated her front porch with posters and purple candles, flowers, and balloons. They say purple was her favorite color. It will now be easier for people leaving jail or prison to get an Illinois ID. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure that will let Illinois inmates, from county jails to federal prisons, get clearance for a state ID before they're released. Secretary of State Alexei Janulius says his office can now waive requirements for a certified birth certificate, as long as the person had an ID before going to jail. Janulius says he can do that for Social Security cards as well.
Assuming we can verify a person's Social Security card number directly through the Social Security Administration. This eliminates the need for the physical card, which many incarcerated individuals cannot readily access.
The new law builds upon and expands a program the Secretary of State launched a couple of years ago to offer free IDs to people leaving state correctional facilities. Janulius says more than 3,000 were issued. Farm and meat processing workers are eligible for a one-time cash payment through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The pandemic took a toll on farm and meatpacking workers, so the USDA is providing a one-time $600 cash payment. The New York-based Hispanic Federation is an agency tasked with getting the word out. The group's Lane Rolong spoke at a press conference yesterday in Chicago.
I don't have to tell you that farm workers and meatpackers are the backbone of our agricultural economy. Their hard work and dedications are essential in maintaining the flow of fresh produce to markets nationwide.
Workers in 19 states, including Illinois, have benefited from the fund. Some more things you should know today. There's a new community space on Chicago's South Side. The project at 47th Street and Martin Luther King Drive was funded in part by a City of Chicago grant. Co-founder Cecilia Cuff hopes the South Side Sanctuary will serve as a national model for activating empty spaces and can help bring community pride and economic growth. The 13,000 square foot project has outdoor venue space, a performance stage, and a wellness hub, providing a much needed venue in the historic Bronzeville neighborhood. Five migrant workers represented by labor groups filed a lawsuit yesterday against the City of Chicago, Home Depot, and the Chicago Police Department for alleged civil rights violations. The lawsuit describes incidents when migrants were beaten, insulted, and illegally detained. All this for standing outside a Home Depot on the South Side while trying to get a day job. The off-duty police officers involved worked as security guards, according to the lawsuit. Home Depot did not respond to requests for comment, and city officials say they don't comment on pending litigation. The White Sox beat the A's 5-1. The Sox snapped their losing streak at 21 games, which tied the American League record with the 1988 Orioles. It's their first win since early July. Today's weather, it will be sunny with a high in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and a high in the low 80s. That's it for now. Later today, a first-person account of, truly, one of the most iconic stories in Chicago history.
There was truly a stunned silence as the boat cleared the bridge. And the docent, he wanted the tour to continue, and he said something like, "I believe some water has hit the boat."
Oh.
Guy in the back says, "That's not water, buddy. That's urine." When he finished the word urine, all pandemonium broke out.
Yep, that's right. It's now been 20 years since the Dave Matthews Band River boat incident. We hear from the two people who broke the story. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.